Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Oh, you say the same thing every time.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
In 15 minutes, another keyword. I don't say that every day, and we'll say that for a while longer, but you can win $1,000 if you enter the keyword on the website and you get that email. So stand by for what the word is this hour. Also, you've tuned into a very special hour. We promised on Friday that we would do an update on apparently a back and forth between the woman in the newsroom, Deborah Mark, and producer Ray over Ray's possibly adopting a dog. Deborah Mark tried to help him and express some frustration.
And I just did a minute ago, Ken, when I did that story, I played that story about the 200 beagles that need homes, and he doesn't want a beagle.
He's going to give his side at the end of the hour. I promised him that, you know, you made your case on Friday that he's rejecting all these dogs that you're showing him.
His side is just to say no to everything.
Well, yeah. Maybe there's a good reason.
No.
It's his dog. He should be able to pick what he wants, right?
Well, yes.
He has to take care of it, right?
Have you gone and walked any of the dogs at the
No, I have not. I have not, but I
think
inquiring.
We're all going to go and do it together.
Yeah, let's do that, Ken. That would be so much fun.
John? No.
Send me a video.
No, come on. I think let's do it. How cute would that be? And can you imagine all the likes we would get on social media?
Should we do
a
dog adoption show?
Yes. Can we please?
Well, I don't know if the LA shelters would allow us, though, because...
Oh, they'd love it.
The city of LA is kind of not our friend.
You can wear masks.
You know what?
You go out and make some contacts. If you can arrange it, it might happen.
Okay.
How's that for a project for you?
That is a good project.
Well, thank God we're keeping her busy.
They might sick a pit bull on us. I wouldn't trust them.
So that'll come up towards the end of the hour. I just want to say one thing, and this is really just me, but I'm speaking fake on behalf of LAPD. You know how they gave out that warning last week for people to be careful in public with, you know, high-end jewelry? Remember that big warning?
Yeah.
Once again telling us, well, since we can't control the crime and the criminals, we're just giving you a warning. Don't wear anything showy in public because you could be a target. Well, have you gotten a look at the Rams Super Bowl ring?
Oh, I heard about this.
Holy mackerel.
It's incredible.
It is. It's 20 carats diamonds, and it was designed by a jeweler out of Beverly Hills, Jason of Beverly Hills. And he's done this, I think, for the Lakers. But when I saw the detail, the top comes off and there's a little field inside. SoFi Stadium's inside.
It's a replica. That's a big ring.
With actual turf. And I'm like, how big is this ring?
The side of the ring looks like the pillars at SoFi, too.
Yes,
it's all designed around that.
That's a heavy ring.
So finally, I saw one story. I don't know if you saw, Eric, what it might be worth. Did you see any stories about how much it might be worth, that ring? I saw $30,000 to $40,000. Now, that's... So I'm just saying to the players, be careful.
I never saw a price tag, but that sounds about right.
Yeah. Be careful wearing that ring in public in L.A. That's all I'm saying. Because, as Deborah Mark told us, they'll just chop off your finger.
I'm sure... I'm surprised that we haven't heard about things like that happening. Not that I want that to happen.
Oh, that people just take the quick way and chop off fingers to get
the
jewelry?
That's the second time you've brought up chopping off fingers.
Ken brought it up, and I'm just responding.
You jump right in on that.
Well, because I guess I'm just watching too many movies with stuff like that in there. So, never mind. Delete.
Too many finger chopping movies?
Well, yes, I've seen movies where that happens.
Well, let's say John Cobalt got cornered one day.
That's a good time at your house. Wow.
By a couple of robbers, and John happens to be on the Super Bowl Rams. We're just talking fantasy world here. And he can't get that championship ring off his finger. It's too fat, his finger. So would Deborah saying they might chop off the finger and take it?
Oh, in that case, I think they would. Yeah.
Well, that's not anything I'm worrying about.
You do not have any championship rings that I know of.
No, I don't.
And you only wear the one ring.
I don't really understand jewelry. I never have. I don't get why people buy jewelry.
Yeah, I know. I don't wear any jewelry either. But
I mean, I got a wedding ring because, you know, you're really not going to get married without a wedding ring. But I made that one concession. I wasn't going to debate that issue. But as far as buying any other kind of jewelry, I mean, I look at diamonds and I don't get it.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
It's like art.
But the amount of money, and now you can't wear them. Most people I know who have nice jewelry have it locked up.
And then they wear the fakes.
Yes, they
do.
That's
what they do. So I don't see the point of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, but then don't even wear anything then.
Yeah, most women that I know walk around with gaudy jewelry. It's fake, and they'd say, "Oh no, I'd never wear the real thing outside." It's like, all right, I mean, I guess you could lock up some of your net worth in the jewelry, and it's safe. But the whole thing just baffles me. Always has.
All right, now we return to where we were a while back. The world of climate change. Guess who resurfaced over the weekend? Probably the guy that started it all. No, not Jerry Brown. Former Vice President Al Gore. Al Gore went on Meet the Press in an interview with good old Chuck Todd. We're going to play the clip. It's almost hard to believe he said this about people that are called climate deniers.
Climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward. And God bless those families who've suffered so much. And law enforcement officials tell us that's not typical of what law enforcement usually does. And confronted with this global emergency, what we're doing with our inaction and failing to walk through the door and stop the killing is not typical of what we are capable of as human beings. We do have the solutions. And I think these extreme events that are getting steadily worse and more severe are really beginning to change minds. We have to have unity as a nation to come together and stop making this a political football. It shouldn't be a partisan issue.
Okay.
Boy, we really dodged a bullet with him never being president. Huh?
I know, but we ended up...
As frustrated people are with the Trumps and the Bidens. Imagine this guy, 8 years of this guy.
The choice was...
Pontificating?
The choice was between him and George W. Bush. I mean, is that... We've had some really, really bad choices over the years. All right, here's the truth. And...
We mentioned last hour that actual climate change, increasing temperatures, are actually saving more lives than they're costing because there are less people dying from the cold. Just pointing that out.
He got invested and he was gifted a lot of investments in global warming companies. His net worth in 2000, when he left as vice president, was $700,000. By 2015, his net worth was $172 million. Hmm. I see a report that now it may be $330 million. There's a Forbes magazine article which says that him and David Blood from Goldman Sachs created a company called Generation Investment Management, and it was a carbon trading company. And they made many millions of dollars off the carbon trading company, $218 million in profits. So he invests in companies right before they get huge grants from the government to pursue one green technology or another. That's how it works.
Yeah,
this is a scam like the pastor in the Rolls Royce. This is what the world is now. It's just rackets. There's so much government money. There's so many billionaires donating money that you could set up a nonprofit. You could set up some fake carbon trading company. You could set up a church no one's ever heard of. You're going to get really wealthy. You just got to have a message. You got to scare people, right? I mean, the pastor's message probably is live right or go to hell. Al Gore's message is, hey, stop driving your car or we're all going to die. And, of course, Remember, when he was caught, but in Tennessee, he had the largest energy-consuming property in the entire state until he was caught. And this wasn't that many years ago. He, like everyone else in the world, is a grifter, a phony, an opportunist. Everyone's just out to make money. Everybody's got a different religion they're selling. And to have an effective religion, you got to scare people.
Now, otherwise, why not? He certainly got wealthy.
Yeah, no, he's extremely wealthy, and he's involved in so many startup companies and government grant style companies and so much vague technology that nobody understands and nobody knows if it works. You know, spend the evening looking up what he's done for the last 20 years, and then you'll understand why he books himself on Meet the Press to scold the rest of the world.
And I got one more quick thing to say about him when we come back, but also we'll have the keyword. You can win some money, and we'll talk about the whole fun story with Elon Musk and the Google co-founder's wife. Coming up next.
He and his dad, boy, they get around. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, so the richest person in the world is Elon Musk. His estimated fortune is $240 billion. The eighth richest person in the world is estimated to be Sergey Brin, one of the co-founders of Google, with a worth of about $95
billion. That's not much.
$95
billion? But compared to $240 billion?
He's a bit behind. That's why he's eighth versus one.
Yeah, that's why the woman left him.
What's his name's in the way there? Bezos, right?
Yeah, Bezos.
Among others. The Wall Street Journal broke a story over the weekend that Elon Musk had a brief affair in December with the wife of Sergey Brin. And Sergey Brin, which we do know, did divorce that woman earlier this year. Her name is Nicole Shanahan. They were only married about 4 years, and nobody's confirming this story. We'll tell you in a moment how Musk actually laughed it off with a photograph. Brin provided Musk with about $500,000 for Tesla during the 2008 financial crisis when the company was struggling to increase production. In 2015, Musk gave Brin one of Tesla's first all-electric sport utility vehicles. Mm. But the Wall Street Journal says in recent months there has been growing tension between the two men and their teams. According to unnamed people familiar with the matter, Mr. Brin has ordered his financial advisors to sell his personal investments in Mr. Musk's companies. It couldn't be learned how large those investments were. But this story comes complete with a very bizarre detail in the Wall Street Journal claiming that at some event after the affair, Musk got down on his knees and apologized to Sergey Brin.
For sleeping with his separated wife.
Right. The liaison took place in early December 2021 at something called the Art Basel event in Miami. It's a multi-day annual festival that draws wealthy attendees from around the world. There's a lot of these things, aren't these? There's a lot of these wealthy events for just wealthy people.
Because wealthy people have nothing to do with their money.
Yeah.
So they buy...
just getting together with yachts somewhere off of Italy? Or...
Yeah, they need stuff to do. You know, we all need a Friday night out.
Yeah, at a party earlier this year, Mr. Musk dropped to one knee in front of Mr. Brin and apologized profusely for the transgression, begging for forgiveness, according to people with knowledge of the incident.
Well, what's the rule on that? When you get separated, is everybody fair game?
No, they were not, were they?
Yeah. The Sergey Brin and the wife were separated.
At the time of this affair?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because they divorced after that.
Right. They were separated but living together. I don't know what that is exactly. But I don't know at what point is she on the market?
Well,
is she fair game?
Today, Musk put out a picture he claims was only a couple of hours old with him hanging out with Sergey Brin, laughing the whole thing off, saying that he hasn't had sex in ages, although he's got how many children by how many women?
I think nine.
Nine
ten.
Children by...
Ten.
By how many different women, do you remember?
No, I don't. I don't have a Elon Musk reproduction chart.
Because
available.
A new one just popped up that he had twins with some researcher.
Yeah,
right?
He had two kids last year with a female executive at another company.
Nicole and Sergey's divorce has absolutely nothing to do with me. I am sure both Nicole and Sergey would confirm that. I spoke with them about this, and they say the story isn't coming from them. It must be the case of a broken telephone, two or three layers removed.
How much money, I wonder, if she walked away from Sergey Brin?
Divorce settlement's $1 billion she's going to get.
$1 billion for 4 years? That's not a bad deal.
See?
But what woman wouldn't do that? You're going to have a pretty decent life because he's a multi-billionaire, so you're going to have a good social life at the very least for 4 years. And, yeah, you got to sleep with the guy and do the weird stuff he wants, but... 4 years goes by fast enough, then you got $1 billion to live on.
He actually, Musk actually responded to somebody's Twitter, which said, keep your blank in your pants. He said, I haven't even had sex in ages. Sigh. When another follower asked if that included not having sex during his recent chest-bearing vacation, oh yeah, that was last week's picture, he insisted, nope. He actually responds to these people. He is a bit like Trump, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't care.
He likes to engage.
he does whatever he feels like doing in the moment, whatever impulse he has.
Yeah. Yeah, she can get by on $1 billion.
Yeah. But, I mean...
And both he and her were married previously, so I don't know if she has settlements from the previous marriage.
These are just games.
Nothing important.
You're worth $95 billion. Yeah. You pick up a hottie for 4 years. She's into it. Then when you get really like sick of each other, it's like, here's $1 billion. Go away.
And it's pretty easy to move around.
Yeah, that's all. I don't take it seriously.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
All right, coming up in the next segment, we'll hear from both sides. Deborah Mark, Ray Lopez. It came up on the show Friday that apparently... Ray is looking to adopt a new dog, and Deborah Mark tried to help him out, but complained that he's rejecting all of her submissions. So we'll have them go at it.
This is what we have to put up with.
I know. It's a behind-the-scenes look.
Well, you know, we...
No.
Okay,
wait.
Okay.
Wait until he's here to defend himself.
You
and
let him
respond
have it
to your
time.
Accusations.
Well, no, all I was going to say is... that the Los Angeles Times did a story talking about how the shelters are so full, they don't have enough volunteers to even walk the dogs, and these dogs are living in horrible conditions. And so that's why they need to be adopted.
All okay. right. And Ray refuses to do his part.
He did. No, we don't know that yet. You stay out of it.
No, be on my side.
Huh? Well, I'm just here for the trouble.
And, of course, what Deborah Mark was talking about earlier this hour was a story that made news that a whole bunch of beagles are coming to California. In fact, the total that have been released is 4,000. You might say, where the heck did they get 4,000 beagles that need a home? Mm-hmm. Well, it was a Virginia breeding facility, and apparently some of them were used for medical research.
Yeah.
We've heard this story before. What is it about beagles that they like to do medical research?
There is something about beagles. They're very conducive.
Is that right?
Yeah, I forgot why.
I know, I meant to look that up, actually, and I forgot.
Why do they pick on the poor beagle for medical research?
That's one of my favorite dogs. Like, I wish I could have a beagle.
Well, now you can.
Yeah, I got to sell it at home, though.
Well, you have time.
You have a dog.
Yeah, I know. But I really
want...
You
have a nutty dog, right? Another nutty dog?
Huh? Yeah, I've had two insane dogs. And yeah, here's a story. Inside the barbaric U.S. industry of beagle experimentation. Right, but I don't know why.
So 400 or so have come to Southern California. The picture is predictably adorable. They're all sitting there in cages, just staring.
Well, beagles just have the best face.
They do. They are barkers, though. I had one that lived near me in the previous house, and all I could hear, no, not like that. They're more like, oh.
They howl.
Like wolves?
Yeah, they kind of howl, exactly. That's... You got it right. They howl. That's the only thing I noticed. Otherwise, they are very cute. Everybody loves them.
John,
I think
you need to
Snoopy was a beagle, right?
Yes. John, you need to talk to your wife, because I think your crazy dog needs a friend. Maybe that will calm him down. Leo, right?
Leo, yeah.
Leo I thought it was needs a female. Friend. You have a male dog?
No, he's a male dog. The old one was... the old one bit you, or the new one bit you?
We don't talk about the old one.
The old one, yeah. The old one bit everybody.
What was that dog's name?
I forgot.
He doesn't even remember.
It was Nikki.
Nikki. Right.
Nikki. It was a girl dog.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Wheaton Terrier. And I don't
know. It was in the room.
I mean, I came home and it was there. I had nothing to do. I knew we were buying a dog, but I had nothing to do with picking this one out. And I found out later that Wheaton Terriers, we got it from a pet store. So it was one of those inbred dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a few years, they progressively go insane. They become very violent. Hmm. And it's true. First few years, she was cuddly like a little bear. And then she turned nuts and just started ripping chunks out of people.
Do you think that these research dogs, though, would be damaged? Do you really want one of these beagles?
Because I don't know.
They may have had a tough life and may be, like, really weird with all sorts of psychoses.
And they may not.
Thanks for that.
they need
all right, so, and you're saying home. Ray's not interested in a beagle?
No. He doesn't like beagles, I've been told.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, majority of dogs bred and sold for experimentation are beagles. Because they have a docile, human-trusting personality.
Aww.
So the traits that make them loving and loyal companions to humans are the ones that humans exploit to best manipulate them in labs.
Jeez.
Yeah. What about that?
God! You want to hear what they do to them?
No. Why would we want to hear that?
Well, they're force-fed laundry detergents, pesticides, and industrial chemicals to the point of continuous vomiting and death.
Now, where are you? Are you reading this from an activist website?
No. I'm reading it from a real website. They're injected with, the industry does these experiments. I mean, they're injected with lethal pathogens such as salmonella or rabies. They have artificial sweetener injected into their veins that causes the dog's testicles to shrink before they're killed.
Well, this is all to benefit humankind, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Sounds kind of ridiculous.
There's companies, Ridgeland Farms in Wisconsin, and they have research facilities at the University of Wisconsin, University of Minnesota, UC system. They're experimenting on beagles in the UC system here in California.
That's our tax money.
Yeah. Oh, sure. It's our tax money.
Wow. The other animal story that's making the news brings me back to one of my favorites. We've got to stop the coyotes. They ate up a bunch of Martha Stewart's peacocks. Six of them.
Wouldn't that be hard to eat a peacock?
Including her prize peacock named Blue Boy.
Well, when
she says, if you have any solutions for getting rid of six large and aggressive coyotes who have expensive tastes when it comes to poultry... I guess peacocks can be expensive.
You're going to need a sniper for that.
Oh, no kidding.
Boy, can you eat a peacocks? Must be tough to eat if they have if they flare out. If they go in bloom.
Well, I think the coyotes go right for the center.
Yeah,
they get the their jaws.
Is that much of a meal?
The chunk of meat.
They look like spindly animals. Like there's not a whole lot of meat there.
Coyotes are not picky because they're hungry all the time. You know, yeah. They have to scavenge. So no. Anything that comes their way that looks edible and is small enough to attack.
They love neighborhood pets. When we used to live in the hills, that was almost every night you would hear the screams of cats and dogs.
Being crunched down on you.
Right, right. Being consumed by some. And there, you'd hear the frenzy, too. You'd hear the coyotes whip themselves up into a crazed, I don't know how to describe it, but it's... They were just all...
It's horrifying.
Yeah, it's a horrifying sound.
This isn't the first time. I guess this she lives on a farm in upstate New York. This is Martha Stewart. In April, she was mourning the death of her pet cat, Princess Peony, because... Oh, this is bizarre. Her four dogs mistook the cat for some sort of invader and killed her. Oh, jeez.
It's a tough neighborhood.
And she said she originally had 21 peacocks, but now she's lost at least six of them.
Wow.
So now she's going to put them in an enclosure. I tell you, though, you better make it a good enclosure because, well, bears are the best at getting into things, but coyotes can figure out a way, too.
Yeah.
They're
pretty smart if they have the right incentive.
All right. When we come back, we'll hear from producer Ray Lopez's response to accusations from our news booth reader, Deborah Mark.
She's been demoted to news booth reader.
That he's rejecting all the potential adoptees.
It's the 24-hour KFI News Center.
Reader.
She's the reader in the news center.
Right, yeah.
Does she not read from the computer
there? No, I know. It didn't.
When do you ever ad-lib the news? Tell me when that happened.
When there's breaking news, I ad-lib. When I talk to you guys about things,
10 seconds?
I ad-lib. Well, but that's ad-libbing.
She's too easy.
I know.
All right, about 30 minutes. The last keyword of the day is coming here on KFI. For your shot at $1,000, you'll find out what it is around 5:20. And just when things couldn't be worse at the U.S. border, wait till you hear the two stories we're going to bring you coming up after the news at 5 o'clock, including brand new ID cards for migrants. Wow, this is going to lead to another flood at the border when word gets around the world that Joe Biden wants to let you in and give you an ID card to run around and get more government benefits. So we'll do that story in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, so everybody in place here? Deborah Mark, producer Ray?
Yep.
Where's Ray?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right.
Oh, is he hiding?
I'm already pissed off.
All right, let Deborah Mark make the opening statement so we know what this is about.
Let's set this up so everyone understands.
Okay, Ray Lopez recently had to put his poor puppy down.
Oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so Ray's been very sad, understandably, right? So he said, I need a new dog. So at first he said, well, I want to get one of those designer dogs, a Labradoodle, whatever. And I said, really, you want to spend all that money on one of those dogs? Go to a shelter or go to a rescue organization who rescues dogs from shelters or, in the case that we just talked about, those places that experiment on animals. And he said, no, there's always problems with those dogs. I'm not going to be able to find anything. No. And I said, go to petfinder.com. I gave him a day. He came back. No, I didn't find anything. I said, you know what, Ray? I'm going to find you a dog. And he said, okay. So he said, I want something cute. I want something furry. I want a puppy.
He wants something cute?
Yes, and furry. So I sent him six dogs, and he rejected all of them.
And they were cute and furry?
They were cute and furry.
One of them had no legs.
Okay, I did not see that. I don't know what you're talking about.
One of them had a cart, and it was a special needs dog. No thanks.
I went back to my email. I couldn't find that one.
I don't like anything special needs. I'm special needs. I don't need anything.
I can barely take care of himself.
Right. I have enough problems taking care of my own damn stinky self. I don't need a dog without legs.
Okay.
I'm not that nice a guy.
I know you're not, and that was a mistake because I don't even recall sending that to you.
Okay, is it my turn? Is it my turn?
But there's five others for crying out loud.
Okay, here it goes. Look, Marley the Pomeranian, passed away. He was 14, 15 years old. Had to put him down. I mean, I whimpered. I cried. Okay? I'm not ashamed to admit it. He was a great dog. And he was cute. And what happened was, I was really sad. And I want a dog. You know, I want a new dog. But here's the thing. I'm not going to be bullied into taking some special needs pit bull, husky, you know, this despicable gang member type dog, you know, that they're trying to get rid of at the LA County, whatever it is.
I didn't send you one of those types. Dogs. Not one.
You know why those dogs are there? Because nobody wants them. That's not my problem. I want a nice, cute, fluffy, happy
She says she
dog.
Sent you cute, fluffy
I
dogs.
I did. Not a pit bull and not a husky.
Those dogs were messed up. What? I don't want any of those.
You didn't go and interview them. How do you know?
They just look bad. You just know.
Then why did you ask for her help? You knew she was going to come back with shelter
you
dogs.
You know, I actually thought she was going to be, you know, and she was. She was helpful. Huh. But the thing is, with these animal people like her, they're bullies. They're mean.
Can I say something?
Because you know what? Because
Explorer wants to say something.
Well, let me go ahead and I want to buy a dog, right? I'll spend, you know, some money to get the dog that I want. And she got pissed off at me. She's like, no, you can't get a dog that is one of these
like a breeder.
Breeder dogs. You need to get one of these dogs that need help and are going to die because of people like you who go on Craigslist and look for these designer dogs. I'm like, wait a minute. It's my freaking dog. Stay out of my business. I mean, I don't blame her. I mean, she's kind of right.
You're psycho, Ray. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah, then there's that.
He's got two things tugging at him.
Now you're telling me I need a special needs dog?
Oh, God, with the special needs. I sent you five others.
We'll put that on the dog side. Eric, you wanted to say something?
Well, I was just going to... It was actually really what Ray just said. The last time Ray and I had a conversation about this, he said he wanted a French bulldog, and that's a designer dog. And it's like, if that's what he wants, he should be allowed to get what he wants.
Okay, then we're going to have to hear him whining when it gets stolen.
Well,
is that the one that they shot?
Yes.
Lady Gaga's walker
yes,
over.
And they're stolen all the time.
What's that got to do with me? What does Lady Gaga's stupid dogs have to do with me? If the dog gets stolen,
you have $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to spend on a dog. They're paying you too much.
Ray's not hiring some wimp to walk his dog. He'll do it himself.
Yeah, look, if I want a French bulldog, I'm gonna buy one.
Is that how much these go for?
Yes.
Ray, you're gonna spend $10,000 on a dog?
No, I'm not gonna buy. No,
you're the cheapest guy I know.
I know, but I'm not. But the point is, I'm not gonna be bullied into taking some riffraff mongrel at the LA County, you know, Board of Supervisors.
Deborah's taken in some mongrels.
Yes, I have, and they're lovely animals. I've even rescued them from this. I've even rescued a dog from the street one time.
Where did you get this Pomeranian?
Oh well, it was a gift. Clay Rowe, our ex-technical director, had a friend that needed to get rid of a dog. I took the dog. Oh, the other thing. Deborah, we haven't even talked about this, and I wanted to save this. I was thinking about it all weekend, whether I should mention this or not.
Mm-hmm. Probably not.
Okay. Yeah, probably not, but go ahead.
If you question something.
And this really is the whole problem, okay? Now, I'm going to reveal it now. Mm-hmm. Marley the Pomeranian had testicles. He was untouched. I want a dog, a male dog, that has testicles. I don't want to neuter my dog. I want a dog who can breed, who has nuts, just like me. Understand? And I don't need anybody telling me that I need to neuter my dog or whatever. No, it's my dog. If I want
nuts
dog,
like me.
If I want my dog to have testicles, I want a dog with testicles.
So you want to be a breeder now?
No, I just...
You want to sell dogs?
That's
is
a
that
very
what you
macho
want?
Thing, yeah.
I don't want a breeder, but I don't want to walk around with a dog
You want your dog
nuts.
To hump people all the time? Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't care. That's their problem, not mine. If my dog wants to hump them, they can, you know...
They hump anyway. My dog was fixed and he humps me every day.
Especially dogs that are not neutered.
If a dog wants,
it's not bad, but
I mean, I hump. What's a?
it's a reflex, even if they don't have.
Look, and Deborah, I know you're gonna get pissed, and you're gonna hate me over this, but I refuse to have a dog without testicles. It's gotta be. It's got to be untouched.
Oh, so all these shelter dogs don't have any?
Yeah, they don't let you
fix
them all.
They fix them because they don't want these dogs going and humping other animals, and then you have more dogs.
Leading to more unwanted dogs.
Blah, exactly.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, forced sterilization.
Blah, well, so blah, where are we then? You're going to go your own way, Ray?
This is the staff that produces this show every day, so you can see.
Where we are is I'm going to get a dog that's going to be cute, fluffy, and he's going to have testicles.
Okay.
And I don't know where I'm going to find them. I don't know how I'm going to get them, but I'm going to find one. And I'm going to get the dog that I want, and I'm not going to be bullied into taking some riffraff mongrel pit bull, you know, going to eat my kids type of husky or whatever whatever people are turning in.
Deborah looks incredulous.
I don't want any of those damn dogs.
Your email is going to be flooded by people so pissed at you for calling dogs in shelters and rescue organizations mongrels.
It's the truth.
I have two, and they're so sweet. You see the pictures I'm always posting of them.
Well, let me have your dumb dog then.
Oh, God, I would never give you my dogs. Are you kidding?
Well, then.
If you're, God.
Well.
Her dogs are female, aren't they?
Yes, and they are both fixed.
Well, that's two X's.
Yeah, I believe in getting, I want a male, and I want him to have testicles, and I want him to be untouched.
Uh-huh. I think it's pretty clear you want him to have testicles.
You've said it a few times now.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, we're having this dumb conversation because this cares about what I want. Listen, I don't care about these animal nuts. I want what I want. Is that okay?
I want my dog's nuts.
Jesus.
Okay, Ray.
You made a good point.
Trust me, I don't want to be responsible for finding a dog living with you.
Deborah, I would withdraw from this.
That's right.
You should stand down.
I am standing way down.
All right.
We will update you on Ray's search for a dog with testicles.
That's right.
All right, we got more coming up.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right. John and Ken Show. Deborah's got the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.